Support for this public radio podcast comes from KeyBank Capital Markets, specializing in corporate and investment banking solutions for established and growing mid-sized companies. Visit key.com/KBCM.
A new site that tracks deleted YouTube videos. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Copyright holders routinely assert their rights to take down videos posted to YouTube. When John McCain's recent appearance on Saturday Night Live made YouTube, for example, NBC promptly got the clips removed. Now a site called YouTube, YOUTOMB, is serving as a bit of a final resting place for videos that once graced YouTube before copyright holders killed them. Created by a group of students at MIT, the site scans popular YouTube videos, finds clips that have been taken down, and posts information about them, screenshots, how long the videos lived on the site, and who was responsible for getting them removed, for example. Users cannot watch the clips, however. YouTube co-creator Quentin Smith says he's trying to make people aware that many of the videos being removed from YouTube for copyright violations are being unjustifiably taken down.
Yes, there is a lot of content that is a blatant copy of the rights holder's work, but there's also a lot of content on YouTube that is really a legitimate use of copyrighted work, which is called under our copyright law fair use.
Give me an example of a video taken down that you think maybe shouldn't have been taken down because it looks like fair use to you.
The Air Force issued a takedown to YouTube demanding the removal of a copy of a 30-second commercial that the Air Force had created to promote its new cyber command organization. A lot of people don't realize this, but the United States government, or all works created by the United States government, are actually in the public domain. And so the United States government does not have any kind of a copyright on any content that it creates. The U.S. government, the Air Force, submitted a DMCA takedown notice for content that in all likelihood it very much did not own the copyright to.
So having looked at lots of things that have been taken down, what's your impression about how bad the problem is on YouTube from your perspective? How much stuff are people not able to see that they should?
Obviously, most of what we found that's been taken down is things that look like they're pretty legitimately violations of copyright, and that sort of is what everyone really expected. But there's a lot of other things that we feel really strongly fall under fair use. And unfortunately, a lot of people don't realize that there is this fair use concept. In fact, a whole bunch of executives in the entertainment industry have commented at various times that there's no such thing as fair use and that they have absolute control over their content. And so it's really a big education problem that people don't realize that they can legitimately use copyrighted content. Another example of a video that we saw that got taken down was we found a bunch of videos that were taken down that showed reactions of people watching NFL games near the Super Bowl, screaming when you know touchdowns were made. So we really think that NFL is one of the people that have overstepped their bounds.
Quentin Smith of YouTube, which you can find at youtomb.com. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.